Every time you go to another level, there's another test waiting for you.
Yo, before we hop into this next episode, I want to personally invite you to join our community where we're growing, we're elevating, and we're cutting the excuses. All I want you to do is hit that subscribe button and feel free to comment. I love you. I appreciate you. Now let's get into the video.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Randy No Excuse, and I'm happy to be back to Cut the Excuse podcast. Listen, if you're new, hit that subscribe button, and if you are a part of the family already, just know this episode is going to be one for the books. Listen, I know that life is a roller coaster. Let me start there, right? And last month taught me a whole bunch of necessary things that I need to learn in order to grow and hit the next level. Now, when we talk about hitting the next level, we always talk about the good things, right? But there will be some, in quotation, bad things. And I say in quotations because sometimes these bad things are for the greater good later. But they feel like the worst of times while we're going through it. But I say that to say, sometimes these bad things are good for us, and they allow us to mature and get better so we could be ready and prepared for the next level. We never talk about the bad things that happen to us and how sometimes it can be a good thing. I started off this podcast saying life is a roller coaster. And I said that to say, one of my mentors told me while life was trying to take me out and I was fighting back. But I went to a really, really dark place last month, and I do well with hiding it just because of the way I grew up. I grew up in the hood. You're not supposed to show weakness and things like that. So, which is a gift and a curse in a sense. But I knew how to hide it well. But I went to a very, very dark place and not that many people knew. And one of my mentors told me that the downhill momentum is what's going to spring me up to that next level. And we usually always just throw out that phrase that life is a roller coaster, but we never think about the downhill motion, right? And that downhill motion feels like hell. And I felt like I was back to my old self. I was back to that 2015, 2016 version of myself. And I started to feel overwhelmed. Like, how did I get back here? Right? And it was a scary sight for me because I thought that person was dead. And I felt like, and I want to make sure I'm using the right terminology, I felt like I began to start going backwards, even though I was still inspiring people. And Steve Harvey has this great quote of, if you're going through hell, why stop in it? Why not go through it? And I finally got through what I was going through, and I realized that it was a wake-up call for me to not get comfortable where I am. But there's more that needs to be done with my self-development, with my self-improvement, with my self-growth. There's more that I have to do in order to lead the pack the right way. So sometimes when we go through that hell and we go through those bad things, and it's good, and going through that, I came across this story of Joseph. Now, this is not a, I just want to put this disclaimer out there. This is not a Christian. This is not a religious podcast. This is a self-development, self-growth podcast. So if you don't believe in the Bible, just think of it as a fictional book, a fictional story, a book full of fictional stories. Let's just think of it like that if you are not, if you don't believe in the Bible per se. But you can still take life advice from these books, right? The same way you take life advice or you take a segment out of a movie and put it in, apply it to your life, you can do the same thing with the Bible. The same thing, you watch a TV show and you can take a certain segment out and apply it to your life and make it better. Like, you can still take out life advice from the book of the Bible, right? So I came across this story of Joseph. And I have these notes because these bullet points that I got are very good and helped me get through that hell that I was going through. Joseph was the son of Jacob. Jacob was a deceiver, liar. He was one of the worst people walking, right? And I wrote down that he would not win any Father of the Year award at all. The way he was a deceiver, all of that, right? He had a lot of sons, 12 sons in total. And for some reason, right, all of the sons hated Joseph. They wanted to kill him. Now, Jacob loved Joseph's mom way more than the other ones. So you can see why they hated him. But they hated him so much that they wanted to kill him. His brothers wanted to kill him. They decided not to kill him. They threw him in an empty pit. Now, whether animals was going to eat him or he got sold to slavery, they could care less, right? They hated him that much. And he wound up getting sold to slavery, had to work. While he was working, he did a great job, right? Working for his slave master, whatever. He did a phenomenal job, right? Later on, the slave master's wife wanted to indulge with Joseph. Joseph said no. He couldn't. He worked for the family. He couldn't do that. He said no. She then falsely accused him of rape. Now, we know how big of an issue that is, of being falsely accused of anything, but especially falsely accused of rape. So I begin reading this story and I'm like, every time he does something good, something bad happens. And in my life per se, I brought that into my life and I'm like, as many times as I inspired people, motivated people, put smiles on people's faces, even when I was going through my stuff, and I still strive to do the best that I could and make sure every time somebody interacted with me, they walked away a better person, whether it worked or not. Sometimes I failed, and most times I succeeded, but every time I try to put my best foot forward, and still bad things happen to me. And I'm the type of person that if I fail or if I make a mistake, I'm hard on myself. But when I know I'm doing great and I know I'm putting my best effort out there, why are these bad things still happening to me? Right? So then I continue to read and he gets put in jail. Now he gets put in jail and he's still doing great, right? His spirits are still high. He's still persevering. And the slave owner that put him in jail had a dream and they needed somebody to interpret. They call Joseph. Joseph interprets. Boom. He later, I'm gonna skip a part of the story because I want to continue. He later becomes a part of the government and becomes a ruler. And he gets everything. He gets all the successes, all the riches. He rules the nation. And he went through all of that in order to be where he had to be. Right, and I made bullet points because sometimes, and especially in my life, and one of the situations that I went through is that you put so much effort into to people, and whether it's your family, friends, there may be a point where somebody stabs you in the back, and you feel like why? Well, like why did that happen? Right, and no matter how much good you do, bad things still happen to you. And I realized that these things were happening to me to mold me, to shape me, and not in hatred, right? Not in hatred, but in a mature way, a way that I can push forward and say, okay, Randy, I know where you messed up here. I know where you messed up here, and I know where you messed up here, and we need to fix this so a situation like this won't happen again, or if it does happen, you know how to conduct yourself, right? And I learned a lot from Joseph and his character and the way he moved, because no matter what happened to him, he still moved in a way of, how can I say, like a man of integrity. He still moved with purpose. He still moved with charisma. He still was Joseph at the end of the day, and none of these situations changed him. And even at the end, even when his brothers wanted to kill him, they sold him to slavery. Maybe you can blame and say that the reason that he went through all that is because his brothers threw him in a pit. regardless, at the end of the story, he still goes and gets his brothers. And he still grabs them, even from when they were going through hell themselves. At this point, he could have laughed at them. He could have shunned them away. He still brought his brothers back in. The same brothers that put him in a pit, he brought those brothers in and still treated them well and still wept with them, still cried with them, right? And I began, even in my life, in my situation, I started to see the old me come back, and I realized, like, even when you go through hell, you cannot use that as an excuse to bring the old you back, right? We need the new you in order to get to the new level. So I wrote down, your past can influence you, but it doesn't have to control you. Learn from your past, but do not live in it. And when we, let me speak for myself. When I was going through that hell, I started to use that the hell and the things I was going through in a way of an excuse to treat certain people certain ways, and which is not fair, right? And you can use as many excuses as you want. Pardon me, I don't got no shoes on. I'm comfy right now. We in the studio right now, but I use that as an excuse. And I had to look myself in the mirror and be like, that's not the man I want to be, right? In order to get to this new level, I have to continue to push down the old me and continue to live in the new version of myself, right? Continue to be the new version of myself. Continue to act like the new version of myself. Even when there's turmoil, even when it feels like life is getting bad and life is getting worse and you're doing all you can to keep a positive face, your character cannot change. Right? And you'll go through the same test over and over until you realize that through the midst of turmoil, your character cannot change. Right? So sometimes it's good. And I would never learn that lesson if I had not went through the sequence of events that I went through. Right? So then I continue on and say, I want to make sure I'm reading the right one. I wrote down this as well, right, which helped me and can help a lot of people. And I know I'm going everywhere. I just set up the camera and started rolling today. I never have a script. I'm going to keep it a buck. I never have a script, but I'm going everywhere because it was on my heart to make sure that I shoot today. And no matter what, I don't care if I have 2 views, 10 views, 100 views. I want to make sure I help one person. So if you grab something from this, then it's perfect. But I also wrote down, keeping yourself busy during trying times is a positive way of getting through them. Idleness is the best friend of the devil. Throughout all of Joseph's hardship, the Lord was with Joseph. Never forget that. The Lord was with Joseph and he became a successful man. Sometimes God must lead you downhill to take you uphill. He must take us to the bottom in order to get you to the top. Think of a roller coaster. Like I said, sometimes life is a roller coaster. When we're at the bottom, we tend to assume that it's the end of the trip. And when we go through hell, right, back to the Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey made this great quote, if you're going through hell, why stop in it? When we're going downhill, sometimes we think the roller coaster is going to stop at the bottom. And the ride is over. The trip is over. Our life is over. We're going through this certain situation and it hurts us so much. This is the end all be all. And that is not the case. Right? Because we live on. We live on. And through these trying times, we have to understand that another day is coming. We have to understand that this is not the end for us. We didn't go through all of this to end up here. Right? Even when Joseph was thrown in the pit, he didn't think that was the end. Even when he was put in jail for falsely being accused of rape, he didn't think that was the end. Right? And when we go through things, we have to realize, like, life does go on. This is not the end of the road. But what can I learn from this situation? What can I learn from this situation? What can I learn from the hell that I'm going through right now? How can this shape me? How can this mold me to be a better version of myself? It gets hard when you're going through it and we think and we assume that it's done. Everything is done. This is it. This is the bottom. And it's not. That's not the case, right? And I wrote more. I don't want to get stuck there. So Joseph maintained his faithfulness and his commitment, so God was able to use the negatives in his life to achieve his good plan. We also, according to what I wrote, we also can't use somebody else's irresponsibility in the past as an excuse for our irresponsibility in the present. I'm going to read that again because I kind of rushed that. We can't use someone else's irresponsibility in the past as an excuse for our irresponsibility in the present, right? So whether, same thing as Joseph, his brothers wanted to kill him, they threw him in a pit. He could have blamed all of that on his brothers. If your mom stabbed you in the back, if your father disowned you, if your sister or your brother stabbed you in the back, if your best friend went against you, if your girlfriend or boyfriend, whatever it is that you feel somebody neglected you, you can't continue to use that past situation and their irresponsibility and their mistakes and use that as an excuse for why you're acting the way you're acting in the present, right? Not only speaking to you, but speaking to myself, right? Then I wrote, you can learn from your past, but cannot allow your past to control your present decisions. We always look for excuses on which to hang our fears and shortcomings. Your past should be object lessons on where you need to be different. Your past should be object lessons on where you need to be, not excuses for you to repeat them. Right? So Joseph didn't forget the facts of his past. They just didn't hurt anymore. Right? He started to heal. Appropriate relationships help you not to dwell on the negatives in the past that hurt you, but on the positive things that God is doing in your life. The reason some men are depressed is because they hang out with depression. Old friends that are unhealed and going nowhere. Right? When you feel like all things are against you, it may be because your vision is obscured by the past. Look at it from a heavenly perspective. All things may be for you. They just haven't been put together yet. Don't allow your past to control your walk. So I say all of that to say, everybody goes through things. Everybody goes through circumstances and situations. However, it is not the end. And when you're on your way to growth, when you're on your self-growth journey, when you're on your self-development, when you're reaching a new level in business, when you're becoming more financially stable, when you're getting better as a human being, there will be trials, temptations, situations, and circumstances that feel like roadblocks, that feel like they're meant to destroy you. However, if you take these same things and keep your character, right? If you continue to be the truest version of yourself, if you continue to want to grow and you continue to be the person that you always dreamt of being, if you continue having that character and having that integrity through the midst of the fire, you will learn the lesson and you will also reach new heights, reach new levels, and become the new version of yourself. On the way to growth, they call it growing pains. We have to start looking, speaking to myself as well, we have to start looking at these circumstances as growing pains. All of these roadblocks are only tests. They're not meant to keep us there forever. They're tests that are meant to teach us lessons. There's certain things we need to learn before we go to a new level. If we stay the same and try to hit that new level, we'll be crushed and crumbled by the tests that are on that level. We need to learn. We need to learn from all these tests, circumstances, and trials that are right in front of us. Once we learn those and we become stronger and we're molded and shaped into the new version of ourselves, we then can go to the next level. Once we go to the next level, there's another test and trial to come along with it. Every time you go to another level, there's another test waiting for you. Don't be discouraged, but just use it as a jewel, I would say. Use it as a jewel. When you pass that test, you can be happy and you can help somebody along. You gain that wisdom. You gain so much from these tests. And this is why I say it's a jewel, right? Because we always look at tests as a negative. How about we start to turn our mindset and not get excited, right? Because tests hurt. Tests hurt, especially when it brings back things from your past, brings back traumas and triggers. It hurts. So I can't tell you to be happy about them. But what I can tell you is to look forward to them. Because they will make you, in the end, a better person, and you will reach that new level. This is one of those podcasts and this is one of those episodes where I know I went everywhere and I hope I didn't push you away or distract you with how random I was going. But from now on, when I feel like I need to shoot an episode and I feel like something is on my heart, I'm just going to put that camera on and I'm going to just get rolling. And sometimes I might stutter, I might mess up, but those are the things that held me back in the past from holding episodes, right? This podcast, and I had it in my heart when I created it, is when people watch this, they grow. And I said it on the first ever video I put out for this podcast. When you watch this, I want you to grow. When you watch this, I want you to learn something. And I want you to understand that on this road, you are not alone, right? Don't look up to these influencers and celebrities, and don't look up to all of them like they're perfect. There's no perfect being on this planet. We all mess up and we all make mistakes. We all hit those roadblocks. We all hit those tests. But this is also why we're on this earth together. Because we all go through those same trials and tribulations, and we're here to help each other. If I learn something from my trials and tribulations, I'm going to let you know. And I hope and I hope that when you learn from your trials and tribulations, you help the next person out. At the end of the day, I personally believe the reason we're all on this planet together is to help each other. Every time you go to a new level, there will be a new test. There will be a new roadblock. There will be a new situation. Keep your character and keep your integrity intact. You will be shaped and molded into the new version of you. Look for that lesson in those trials and tribulations. What is this test teaching me right now? And if you believe in God or not, what is God trying to teach me right now? There's nobody perfect. There's no perfect being on this planet. We will all make mistakes. Forgive yourself for those mistakes and fix them. Don't just try to forgive yourself and then end up being the same. Forgive yourself and then level up. Become better. Find out what you need to do, whether it is to be more self-disciplined, whether you need a schedule, to be more organized. Like, look for those things that you need to do in order to become the new you and reach that next level. These tests and trials are here for a reason. They're not here to kill us, but they're here to mold and shape us to being better human beings. This is why when bad things happen to you in life, it could be a good thing. And I'm just in the episode there. At the end of the day, we will grow, we will execute, and we will become better. With that being said, cut all those excuses and let's grow together. It's your boy, Randy No Excuse. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Do not forget, hit that subscribe button. Share this with your best friend. Share this with your mom, your sister, your family. Whoever you think needs to hear this message, send it to them. Let's grow together. Let's be great together. With that being said, there's no excuse. You need. We out.